talking to Eric, and he mentioned how your system, he thinks, has really helped him improve his technical ability. What have you seen from his development in that regard, specifically with playing short passes? He said that's one area he's really...
Yeah, no, he has improved. And you know, from some guys, the response was sooner, and some guys it was later. But we've certainly seen a response in Eric. And you know, I've been in similar situations when I first went to Holland, and the speed of the possession games were a lot to handle. You know, taking your first touch and passing it under that amount of pressure. And Eric's been, you know, steadily improving, and he's been adapting well to it as the year's been going on.
Even when, you know, you get Jairo back to full fitness here, what do you like about maybe the way he clashes in style with Adam and Aaron, and how do you foresee using them as a unit?
They're different, you know, they have different qualities, they're different strikers. I think that Jairo, you know, is closer to the ground, a little bit quicker, and, you know, and is an extremely hard worker. We like the complement in the three. And I think that, you know, it's a group that right now we've been going with the height, but, you know, that's certainly not to say it's how it's going to be.
Even with the height, how do you compare and contrast Adam and Aaron? I mean, you know, they're obviously not the same.
Oh, yeah, so Adam, you know, Adam is, in my opinion, better back to goal. Okay. He's better of a target man. But having said that, you know, Schoenfeld, I think, is more aggressive in the duels, and he's a threat behind because of his speed. So, you know, I think, you know, it's actually, I like the way it's been working out with one starting the game, the other one coming in. I think it's been good, positive.
Wait, you've been getting goals from different guys the last couple of games, and it seems like maybe the offense is spreading out a little bit. Is this a little bit more of what you envision from your offense?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you talk about, you know, the top scorers on our team, it's that second line, right? And that's primarily where it comes from. It would be nice to have, you know, to have the striker also have, you know, 7, 8, you know, goals, 10 goals. That would be great. We just don't have that, and it's something we need to, you know, develop and work with the people we have, or find someone that is capable of doing that.
I have a bit of a philosophical question for you. When you sort of look at your team, at any point do you kind of like grade it against other teams, or do you just sort of analyze from an in-house perspective and just look at your guys? Other teams in the league, that is.
Yeah, in what way? Give me an example.
Sort of. So do you sort of compare the rosters, you know, and say like...
In game preparation?
No, just in general.
You know, I think what we've been doing is focusing on this group and focusing on how we can get the most out of these guys that are here.
Sure.
I think the challenge with comparing yourself to other rosters, or to, you know, to looking at players on other rosters, or in general, the guys that you like, the guys that you think could help you, mm-hmm. you're never going to get from an MLS team. You know, it's just, there's such a little movement. I mean, we've tried with some guys, and I mean, it's, you know, the conversation ends after hello, basically. So, you know, I think that, you know, we're focusing on our guys and improving them and getting them, you know, to figure out how we play and to get the most out of them.
Well, I guess, do you look at other teams and say, okay, I think they're better off in this position than we are, but I think we have a better, you know, defense or whatever? Or do, you know, you look at other teams and you say, I think they've got a better offense, but I think our keeper's better. Do you see what I'm sort of getting at? You compare the rosters. Not so much in a I want to acquire that guy kind of way, just in like a... in an assessment sort of way.
I think you're always comparing your team to what's out there, because that's the group that you're competing with.
Sure.
So I think that's perfectly normal. What I would say is, what we've tried to do in terms of our preparation for games is we've tried to focus on ourselves and try to give our team the confidence and execute our game plan, and the other team will have a hard time adapting to the way we play. And we've done that against everyone so far. We haven't changed really the way we play for any team so far this year. So I think that's a compliment to this group and what they're able to do.
I only ask because I'm wondering how, you know, the other day we talked about the fact that you don't feel like a pressure to bring in anybody, mm-hmm. even though you lost Giancarlo.
Yeah.
But then when a team that you're in direct competition with, like New England, brings in a couple guys, including Jermaine Jones,
yeah.
does that worry you? Do you even pay attention to something like that? Do you think, maybe now we should bring somebody in? I just wonder how that plays in your mind.
Well, you know, do I think New England's better today than they were a couple days ago? Of course. I mean, Jermaine Jones was, you know, one of our best players in the World Cup. So, of course, they're improved. And, of course, you know, we see that as a threat. That's normal. But, you know, we also feel like, you know, if we play our game, we could beat most teams in the league, or every team in the league. So, you know, we want to add guys. I mean, let's not sugarcoat this. We do, but it has to be the right guy.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm not going to be forced into adding someone that we're not comfortable with.
There have been conflicting reports out there about your guys' interest in Papadopoulos. And I know you've said he's a guy that you've scouted before.
Yeah.
Is he someone that is still a possibility? Is he, are there still any conversations with him?
If there is, I don't know about it.
Okay. Okay.
So, what does that mean?
And different topic, but yesterday Costa Rica put out its roster,
yeah.
Giancarlo and Jairo and Waylon weren't on it. Did you had conversations with them about whether you were going to release those guys or what?
Well, we had an agreement with the Costa Rican Federation about not taking the guys for this time period.
Okay.
And they honored the agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Giancarlo's contract is signed. Is everything done there? Have you heard?
Is that what information you're getting?
That's what I saw on Twitter this morning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's I think one last little hurdle to overcome, but it should be, you know, we should be able to figure that out today.
Okay.
But all that stuff.
Okay. And when you start a week and you have your lineup in your mind of what you want to play on Saturday,
yeah.
Do you go on Monday, do you say, here, all right, we're going to play this lineup and let's see if anything changes my mind, or do you try different things and make a decision later? Just curious what it's like when you structure a week.
That's a good question because, it is, you know, today's a Tuesday. We already did 11v11, and you don't want to have it, set in stone. I mean, obviously, you're thinking something. You're leaning towards something, but it's not set in stone. We still have, 2 days left of training. We're evaluating today. I have the session on video. I'll watch the session afterwards and analyze it.
Okay.
And, and move forward in the way that can help the team the most. But most times, when it's running well and you're winning, you tend not to change much.
Right.
Right.
Makes sense.
How big was getting a shutout for Steve and for the defense this past weekend? I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a win is the most important thing, but you talked about how Steve doesn't focus on those things, and I talked to him and he said the same thing, but I imagine it's good for the confidence of the entire back line and to him too.
I think it is. I mean, I've always been a big fan of the shutout.
Right. That's how I have. Yeah.
But, where we play is a little bit different. But, I think it's good because if you're a tough team to break down and you're not giving up goals, I think you have an advantage on the opponent right away. Because once you score, it's the other team's in trouble. And I think that we're not necessarily that team. I think we play a little bit more open. We take a little bit more chances. And some of that security you have to sacrifice if you want to play the way we play.
I know there was a lot made during, called a rough stretch when you guys were getting ties instead of wins.
Yeah.
Now looking back, those ties have kind of put you in the driver's seat, so to speak. You and Houston had the same amount of wins, but you were ahead of them in the standings because of those ties.
Yeah.
Is that something now you can look back on and say that was a positive part of the season?
I've always been saying that. You guys don't believe me. You don't listen to me. I've said that. Listen, the Colorado game, Salt Lake game, D.C. tie from behind. I mean, the team is learning, and it's learning how to win, and we're still not there yet. But I feel like we've been playing, more consistent. I feel like we've been making less errors. I think our offensive movement has been better. I think we're getting more out of our top guy in terms of our striker. So, a lot of things are headed in the right direction.
When it comes to making a lineup, will you put names in envelopes and pick one blindly to decide?
Yeah.
That's how I said on my fantasy draft.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You did a blind draft?
We did a blind order.
Oh, okay.
Figure out who goes first.
Blind order. That's how you always do it, right?
Well, sometimes I let the computer decide.
Oh, okay. How's your team?
I don't know. We're not done yet.
I'm not doing fantasy this year, guys. I have no time for it. I'm sad by it, but I love fantasy football.
Oh, yeah? You used to do it? Like, did you do it when you were overseas? Is it hard to keep tabs on it?
No. Yes, you had an advantage in the waiver wire. Because the waiver wire is like 3:57 a.m. For you, it's 4 o'clock, So, it's 6 hours. You're 6 hours ahead. So you're getting it at 10 o'clock in the morning, the waiver wire. You're getting a chance to go at it.
get much football showed up.
But those later games are like midnight starts, right? You couldn't watch as many, I bet.
No, you don't watch. There was a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock game, and then you could stay up to the 1 o'clock. I never did though, but you know the good thing is you check it. You know, you get up in the morning and check it all. You know, excited. It's like Christmas every.
Is it hard to find places to watch it?
No, I had it on TV.
Oh, you just okay.
I had cable. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if they put it on cable over there.
No, I had it there. Yeah. NFL's all over the place now. There are actually MLS games in Europe all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Should follow that. Yeah. Keep track of it. Yeah.